All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Decoded.
In a trendy East London loft apartment, a group of advertising executives has gathered for a day-long course. They're here to learn the basics of computer programming, or coding, something that you might see as no more essential a skill for most of us than plumbing or car maintenance.
So if we right-click in here and go New File, and we're going to call it index.html.
But Alistair Blackwell, one of the founders of the Decoded training firm, has a missionary zeal about coding. For him, it's about rekindling the spirit of the first computer that he used.
Well, the BBC Micro started with, you fired it up and there was a blinking cursor inviting you to start coding.
Nowadays, he says, modern devices like the iPad make it almost impossible to learn to code.
The sort of children playing on iPads, I actually despair for them because they're just using this software and, you know, not creating software themselves, which is what happened in the past.
The idea that coding is an essential skill that should be taught in schools is catching on. And now older people are also being encouraged to speak a computer language.
Well, my school days came well before the age of the personal computer, but I've joined this group, and the idea is that by the end of the day, each of us will have learnt how to build a simple app. Or at least that's the plan.
This little red cross, that indicates that there's a bug. It's a really annoying one, this one. A really annoying typo, yeah? SCR instead of SRC. Yeah.
This class isn't cheap, and my fellow learners from the advertising agency are unlikely to end up coding in the office. So, why are they here?
Power has tipped in favour of the geeks, and there was this sort of phrase, I don't know who said it a while ago, that the geeks will inherit the earth, and maybe they already have inherited the earth, but when they do, I want to be talking the same language as them.
Would I see myself doing this stuff full time? Probably not. But marketing essentially is a project management role. You're pulling together loads of different pieces. The more you can understand those pieces, the quicker and better you're going to achieve something, I think.
After hearing about the history of computer coding, it's down to business. Using three different programming languages, HTML, CSS and JavaScript, we each have to build a web app, one that knows the user's location.
So, if we go into our HTML file, we're going to go into the head again and we're going to put in a link to the JavaScript library.
As someone who started the day with virtually no understanding of computer languages, I'm finding it quite a challenge.
So what's gone wrong here?
It's quite jumbled.
You're telling me my code is jumbled.
But it's a whole new way of exercising your brain, and hugely satisfying when your website finally comes to life.
Yes, it's worked. Fabulous.
And Alistair Blackwell says there are good reasons why all of us, young and old, need to learn to speak a computer's language.
I think actually there's been a profound realisation that we need to understand this and we need to act now to get it back into schools so that children in the future, adults of the future, understand it, because otherwise, we're sleepwalking into an age where the computers rule us.
As the day ended, I compared notes with my neighbour on the coding course.
I'm quite pleased with the way my app's fetched up, I think.
What do you think of mine?
I think yours has got a definitely an urban feel around it.
I'm quite pleased with it, actually.
I can imagine you would be. It's a good piece of programming.
What about yours? How's yours going?
I'll tell you when I stop bleeding from the eyes.